1969. My brother enlisted in the winter. I pitched for the 6th grade Indians, and coach said I was almost as good as Johnny. My mother fingered rosary beads, watched Cronkite say, "And that's the way it is." I smoked my first and last cigarette. My father kept his promise, washed Johnny's Mustang every weekend. Brenda Whitson taught me how to French kiss in her basement. Sundays we went to 10 o'clock mass, dipped hands in holy water, genuflected, walked down the aisle, and received communion. Cleon Jones got down on one knee, caught the last out, and the Mets won the World Series. Two white-gloved Marines rang the bell, stood on our stoop. My father watched their car pull away, then locked the wooden door. I went to our room, climbed into the top bunk, pounded a hard ball into the pillow. My mother found her Bible, took out my brother's letters, put them in the pocket of her blue robe. My father started Johnny's car, revved the engine until every tool hanging in the garage shook.